Why I brought you up here at this view, when we're on the shoulder of the hill above the waterside looking in to the city, is that we have pictures back at the turn of the 1900s. It virtually is the same in shape as it was at that time in 1916.
What would have been happening in Derry at that time?
Well, it's a very, very complex picture. It's very interesting to look at what Brian Lacy, like a very well-known Derry historian, was saying about that time. And he this, of course, was the year of the Psalm. And Brian was saying 3 months prior to the Psalm, there had been little or no noticeable sympathy in Derry for the idea of a rising. Later then, after the rising, that was a few days after that Monday, the Derry Journal, which I have a copy here, was noting that the city had reacted calmly to the rising, reported the conduct of all classes and all citizens throughout the northwest had generally been admirable. Word of mouth came from Dublin on the Thursday before the Sunday, Easter Sunday, that the volunteer units and cohorts were to be prepared for a rising. The plan in the city here amongst the committed Republican group was to gather themselves together and to set out and go by means of Strabane and up through the countryside, gathering support on the way. What happened then was that many of them were arrested. There was a clampdown in the city itself, and they were arrested and transported. Now, just thinking about that time itself as well, where we are in this position above Derry with the river, just to our right, you can see it quite clearly here now, is the garrison over there, it's the Everington Barracks. Now, on the Saturday before the Sunday of the Rising, they had been having a sort of a gala, a sort of festival, and acting out some wars in Africa, and generally speaking, no sign of anything to come. But then the word came back, obviously by telephone Dublin, to the barracks here, and they got the order to stand prepared and be ready to embark by train to Dublin from just across the way here on the GNR railway at the just down past the Craigavon Bridge on Foyle Road.
Easter 1916 then, the Easter Rising, the impact of that initially was quite limited in Derry. The consequences though were much greater.
Yes, we come through the Rising, the War of Independence, the Civil War, and then the Treaty, and so all these things are mixed together, and we can look at them and see them played out here. You had the garrison there to the right of us, you had the city itself, and the city itself was a city divided. It was a city of violence. It was a city of both factions, both traditions, at loggerheads with one another, practically at war with one another. You had snipers on both sides. Even from this part here and slightly lower down, you would have snipers into the city here. You had maybe bodies there for a day or 2 days that couldn't be brought in because snipers were firing. Along the river to the left there, you had suddenly a border in the middle of the river. And from where we are now, just a couple of miles up there, you had the border itself with the six counties, the new six counties, that was Northern Ireland, and the Free State. So these were the changes that come out. And although it was quiet here in 1916, 2 and 3 and 4, 5 years to come, the city was divided, the city was in fear and pain. So here, where we are, is a great witness to part of Derry's history.